If you hope we wouldn't make it, fuck you. Talk with a heart full of hatred, fuck you. And you said we wouldn't cake it, fuck you. Only my man, blood is sacred, cocksucker, fuck you. If you hope we wouldn't make it, fuck you. Talk with a heart full of hatred, fuck you. And you said we wouldn't cake it, fuck you. Only my man, blood is sacred, cocksucker, fuck you.
Everybody's a snake, that's why I try to keep the grass cut so I can see them when they coming. Then I heat their ass up, cause them niggas that you went to school with, I'll catch you while you in your new whip and turn your brains into Cool Whip. Niggas that you run around getting ass with ain't gonna help you do nothing but carry a casket. Got the nerve to ask Kiss why I smoke so much and how I'm such a young nigga that seem to know so much. While you was running around pumping for niggas, I was listening. You still pumping for niggas. I'm coming through visiting. You heard LOX came through in a yellow Lex and I hopped out with the Air Force Ones with yellow checks. And you liable to see me dolo, ice in the Rolo, burner under the polo. A lot of y'all is homos. Funny style niggas never down with me. Type to go to the bathroom, sit down and pee. I enter your house, back of your cribs, smacking your kids. Bullets going through your leather, cracking your ribs. Don't even hit me on my hip if I ain't give you a code. And I ain't got a home phone number, I live on the road. Now I'm getting bigger checks, conference calls with bigger zecs, bigger bracelets with bigger baguettes. Fuck
all
y'all.
I do is get high and think of fading you all. Motherfuckers.
Before we even do the intro, I just wanted to say some funny shit.
Yeah.
And you couldn't even play this shit on the radio no more, like, at all. And I could even go to some Styles P shit you can't even play on the radio. But yeah. Hold on, I'm bringing it right back.
Learn the ropes, don't riff if you soft. You pissing me off, call me SP, and I spit on your boss. You could die cause this shit might happen to me, but I'ma still happen to be packing the three. Fuck with bitches that be rapping the keys, and the niggas that bug over drug money, clapping the D's, shooting the breeze. Nine in the booth full of trees, one in the morning, catch me with a gun on the corner. Let you know it's all real and you can front if you wanna. Die on the stand, fuck a dog, die in the can. I say you pussy, you won't die for your right hand man, as well as your left. Niggas trip, fell into death. They touch you. Only thing I can say is,
hey, yo,
fuck
y'all
you.
Niggas ain't hardcore. All my niggas is homicide. What you know about getting shot? Letting the drip dry, letting the spit fly, seeing sparks whiz by, putting a mash on niggas like Klingon Hawkeye. So soft, you smushy. I blast till your shit is gushy. Should be the head cat in the Broadway play, you pussy. Fuck with sheep. Ouija board spell death. You can talk that deep shit. I hope that deep shit be as deep as you.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the You Are Trash podcast. And, well, me and Keffy ain't been slipping, but
yeah,
you know, a lot of work's been in the process right now. I'll be the nigga that be saying right now, I've been slipping all October. Don't even say, I know you want to say, nigga, don't say that shit. But again, this is Deadly for Chips, a.k.a. Ishmael.
And this is the Credit Trapper. Yeah, niggas, I changed my name.
Okay,
if you want to get your credit fixed, just holler at me on Instagram at Credit Trapper 2Ps, because we ghetto like that, okay?
Yes, niggas say, yeah, we ain't on that Travel Man shit no more.
Nah, you see, Travel Man still exists. I'm just handling business for the moment.
There you go. So before we get started, I want to start off by saying, I know nobody lives under a rock. And I know if you've been watching this pod, you're like, I'm tired of these niggas talking about the election. I'm tired of these niggas talking about politics and shit. I'm sorry. I have to. Because the shit is fucking hilarious. I'm not even following it like everybody else is following it. I got people calling me, family calling me. Nigga, my aunt dead ass called me like the day of the election. Like, my family going through some bullshit right now, which I'll tell you about off, you know, off the air and some shit. But, you know, like some similar shit to like your family with you and like your family relatives like that. Yeah. And hit me up knowing I was on vacation.
I didn't even know you was on vacation.
Yeah, you know, scandalous.
These bitches are scandalous.
But you know, hit me up when I was on vacation was like, oh, I know you go do you like relaxing right now, but it's the bullshit that's going on. Like, I particularly told you not to like, don't hit my phone up, don't contact me. I should have put my shit on airplane mode. My family never does that. They haven't done that shit to me in years. But for some reason, they're like, you know what, well, fuck it. So, mind you, you know, I'm like the oldest of four kids.
Yeah.
So, like, all my siblings is finally out the fucking way. I got to worry about them niggas no more. But you know how family, they try to find some other, some new shit. And I'm past that. I'm a grown-ass man. I got to live for myself.
Yeah, you deal with that.
Yeah. Love my sister, though. I can do anything for her. It's not even her per se. It's my family as a whole. Like, they're a fucking mess. But this ain't a slander show. What I actually wanted to talk about is, from my grandmother to my friends, I have a nigga that I'm, like, extremely cool with. And I ain't going to name shame the nigga. Like, we going to chop this up in person anyway, have a beer or some shit. But, nigga, you don't lost your fucking... Don't hit me up. Don't fucking hit my phone up telling me to vote. Do not hit my phone telling me to vote. That's, to me, like, literally saying, hey, I need you to put your money here. No questions asked. Nothing's guaranteed, but put your money here. Like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, people having their relationships ruined over voting.
Listen.
Who you voted for, Trump? I lost like 10 bitches on Instagram, but ain't nobody give a fuck. You didn't pay my bills.
Wait, where did somebody get your crazy ass going from like not voting to voting for Trump? I don't understand.
Me?
Yeah. Wait, you continually said you're not going to fucking vote. How did that turn into you voting for Trump?
Because of my opinions.
That don't even make sense, nigga.
That's why. Well, that's why my opinions. Yeah. And I told him I'm a capitalist. I don't vote. I believe in the capitalist system.
I really wish.
I buy and rent politicians. I buy votes and rent politicians.
Bro, I really wish I could find the tweet. But this woman dead ass, she dead ass said, and I quote, because of the what Biden and Kamala proposed, that if you want more than $400,000 a year, I can't trust you. Bitch, you love broke niggas?
Nah,
you see. You love broke niggas? You're full of shit. Because yesterday you wanted a Birkin bag. You wanted a Birkin bag yesterday. You're going to be taken to the Bahamas next week. And in a year from now, you want a 10-carat ring. But you don't want a nigga that has a six-figure salary or over $400,000.
Man, you can't listen to John. You can't listen to John's like that.
She's just full of shit. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, when it's full of shit, they just talk because it's the election. Because the day after this, nigga, you ain't working? Oh, I thought you didn't want me. Thought you want to be even broke, bitch. She gonna kick your ass out.
Hey, I don't
listen to these crazy females. They bullshitting and gaslighting. Yeah. Right? No woman wants a broke ass man. I'm sorry. And if she does something wrong with her, she got an STD.
Man.
Damn. We going there.
Hey, man, I don't pay no attention to them, man. It is what it is. I told them I'm capitalistic. What a lot of these women fail to realize is that they benefit from a lot of the shit. Not even women. Let me take that back. Because they're going to start saying I'm a woman hater out of here.
I mean, you should be used to that by now.
You know, shit. You know. Motherfuckers hate capitalists. Capitalism, period. And they disguise it as democracy. America's not a democracy. It's not a democracy system at all. It's a capitalist society.
Yeah,
I'm a capitalist. I don't vote. I buy votes and I rent politicians. I literally believe in that. And why would I want to vote for the CEO of America? CEOs don't get voted in. They don't get elected in. They get selected to perform a duty, and that's it.
And for the viewers who don't know, African American men and women and children were the first forms of capital in the United States. No, we're not counting currency, like the form of actual real trade. Like, early America's creation is built off human capital.
Yes, and we were the first stock to ever get traded on the stock market. Wall Street wouldn't exist if it wasn't for niggas, okay?
And I know there's going to be some dumbasses out here that's like, oh, I got 15 reporting, like, trading points where we're going to argue. And this is not a fucking argument. We ain't arguing with you. We ain't debating with you. This is facts.
This is not a democracy. Okay? We are not equal on here, okay? I'll let your ass know. This is not a democracy. Okay? You know what I mean?
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Yo. I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Your thoughts ain't my thoughts.
Your thoughts is not my motherfucking thoughts, nigga. This is not a democracy where you got a voice, okay? We know we ain't shit. See, that's what makes your shit so great, okay? You want to... Motherfuckers always try to come into your shit. and argue on your shit.
No, dead ass though.
Like, this is no, motherfucker. This is not a democracy.
Listen, we put these bitches on YouTube, then y'all can argue in the comments. We ain't gonna respond to them bitches. I might for fun. Shit, I be like trolling y'all.
I don't pay them no mind. I'll be like, man, go and cook a meal, man.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you would, you know, audience, he really would school you on.
Yeah. Go cook a meal and stop ordering Popeyes.
Unless you were top notch chef. Shut the fuck up. It's when it comes to the food. I no cap. That nigga shit on me. Come to food. Boy, I be sitting there like,
I cook better than I cook better than your moms notebook out here in these streets. I be wanting all the smoke.
Man, I sit here with an imaginary notebook. Like, what? You do this?
Amen.
Oh, hey, man. Put that in your food. Okay.
I told them I'm vegan, and I still cook better than them. That's a damn shame, man. This is a damn shame. But yo, don't lose your friends over people's opinion. Your friends have their opinion, and if you can't respect their opinion, then that's it. You could agree to disagree, but you still gotta respect people.
Look,
you gonna lose your
fuck
friendship over that shit?
I don't give a fuck about anybody's political opinion whatsoever. We got niggas out here that will parade around like they got it, like that. You know, smile on your face, give your moms a hug, walk up in the back, you know, the friendly neighbor person. And that same nigga everybody champion out here selling, like, literally soliciting fucking sex trafficking and shit like that, kidnapping young girls and children and putting them in that type of the game. So,
what game?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Hey, I just want to let people know I'm against sex trafficking. Those are predators. But I'm all for the pimping.
You didn't even have to specify.
I'm all for the pimping game.
I know you got a PC culture, nigga, but you didn't have to fucking specify.
I just want to be very specific here.
I'm gonna let you leave that because you're right. We do not condone it. I hate they had to do that. I shouldn't have to fucking say that shit. Common sense.
I should have to. They should know what I'm talking about. But
people be fucking misconstruing shit quick. But anyways, the same person that smiles in your face is your friendly neighbor fucking Spider-Man. Literally, that same person out here doing, you know, backwater shit. And my point of this is like, listen, it doesn't matter. And we talked about this in the last two or three pods. We're not happy about, no one's happy about that shit. How many niggas that I seen literally like, which slave master do I pick? The blue one
which
or the red one?
Which master?
Literally. Literally, it's like, which master do you pick? You pick the one that's going to whip you.
Hey, I vote for Kanye. It's a full.
Well, he dropped
out,
nigga. We gonna talk about that too. He dropped out, nigga.
Hey, God, I just want people to know, God dropped out of the race. Hey, if you do not see the comedy in this shit, God, a vote for Kanye is a vote for God. And if you do not vote for Kanye, you do not like God. And a vote for Trump is a vote for entrepreneurs. And a vote for Biden is a vote.
Hold that yay thought for a second. Hold on. And the reason I brought up the whole, like, the family and the friends thing was because, like, I'm going to keep it a rack, man. I don't give a fuck if you mad if I was going to vote for Biden and I was going to vote for Trump, which, mind you, I didn't vote for neither of them. No, I didn't fucking vote. I'm not voting. But, honestly, if you want to be up my ass about that shit, I don't give a fuck if you're a friend or a family member. You can cut me out of your life right now. Like, there's niggas out here literally starving. Y'all niggas worry about who the fuck to vote for. You know, who... I sat there and I was like, you know what? Let me entertain this bullshit for a minute.
Yeah.
And I looked at a bunch of the policies Biden and Kamala's running. Now, I already ignored Trump because I know Trump on some, like, we going to cater to, like, them niggas with the cigars and the blunders and all that shit. With his little platinum plan bullshit, which still made me laugh regardless. But, I mean, at least he was open about it. Now, Biden was under the covers with this bullshit. Mm-hmm. Whereas, publicly, he was like, you know, we support the police. But... low key, we don't support black people. We're just not going to talk about it on any other platform. We still want some of the people on the red side of things. We want these racist ass niggas too. They want them too, trust me. But he's like, you know, I'm going to just put a whole separate plan on my website. So I looked it up because my friends were telling me, oh, look it up and some shit. The one thing I care about the most when it comes to who's going to be the next president, because at the end of the day, racism ain't going to stop no matter which white president we're going to get. Police brutality is not going to stop. These are things that matters if you're a black person. And nobody's actually catering to what the fuck we want. Nobody's catering to, you know, more ample capabilities of, you know, less bullshit with banks, loans in terms of real estate, businesses, etc. You know, no one's promising that. No one's promising no funny ass, you know, we're going to cater to a specific demographic or audience or race when it comes to who wants to actually be successful. No one's saying that. They're just like, oh, we'll give you a little bit of crumbs here and there. So a buyer's plan, the only thing I really paid attention to that gave a fuck to me was really well, mattered to me was really when he mentioned about, you know, small businesses and how they're going to cater more to black people that own small businesses and those that are starting them up, giving them better loan capital, etc. Here's my problem with that shit. Every single fucking small business that has existed, doesn't even matter if you're black, in the last 2 years, if they did not disappear or they were like a small LLC so you could just come back from the brink with that type of shit, you have an actual building for your company or corporation or your LLC where you're providing a service, selling something, or anything that you're basically getting some type of capital gain from. Mm-hmm. These niggas are putting laws in place. So if you are not a part of the monopoly or an excess billionaire shareholder from any other company, you're getting shitted on. You're losing your company. You're getting excess fines on your company or whatever your business is. And this doesn't even necessarily involve like wearing masks. This also could just be made up clauses they're doing. And there's just too many to fucking name right now. But if you go to any like backwater city, even in like the major cities, there's a lot of places as simple as like small organic farms, stores, just in general businesses that have, if you're selling something, that company's gone flat out. And there's a lot that when I've been traveling, whether it be from within my circus or I've been to Mass, PA, Jersey, Connecticut, yeah. I've seen a lot more, frankly, like this past year of these companies just, I used to fuck with this spot. I used to get my wine from here. It's gone. I'm like, what the fuck happened? You know, you call a shop owner, they're like, oh, nah, because of COVID. Is it because of sales? No, ain't because of sales. Because they literally made it hard for them to even adapt to shit. Not just, like I said, with the mask thing, it's capacity. Some of these companies can't survive off a capacity limit, too.
Because the government want people to function on them. And the rations they want to give everyone else.
Exactly. And we could play the little, the little mind game shit and try to say the reason why we didn't get another stimulus check from the government was because Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi little mind game bullshit. Listen, the fact we even got anything from the government, I'm surprised. Niggas even
Nancy
got
Pelosi
that.
Is that black lady from California.
No. We're talking about like the old with the crusty lips and her
the
face.
Black lady?
No, she's not black. She white. You thinking of Stacey Adams probably. Oh. From Georgia?
Yeah, I don't trust none of them.
I mean, you shouldn't.
I do not trust any one of them at all.
They're all sharks.
I'm really trying to grasp the concept how God actually decided to drop out of the race.
Well,
that's how much this shit is a clown show.
So,
it's literally a clown show.
Man, he came in. Kanye really came in, got 60,000 votes and dipped. He was like, this shit taking too long.
It's not even that. I think it's like a market. It's the best marketing strategy.
Of course.
I have seen.
Think about it. He went on Nick Cannon's Cannon Class.
Yeah.
Then he went on the Joe Rogan show, which Joe Rogan probably would have never interviewed him unless he was going for presidency.
I think he would have interviewed him.
You think so?
Yeah. Because he asked a lot of questions that he wanted to ask.
Let me rephrase that. Yay wouldn't have went on Joe Rogan's show if he wasn't going for presidency.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that type of platform. And you know what's crazy is the culture as a whole did not talk about that at all. It was actually a really good interview. It's just too fucking long and you couldn't do some clickbait bullshit that was do with Kanye. Like, oh, he said some dumb shit. Let's clip it and make him look stupid. There was like one clip somebody took out of context, make him look stupid because he sat and thought before he responded to some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, because at the end of the day, it ain't like he's just some nigga sitting around pretending to be the same person. He's basically pushing the ideology that, you know, the Christian family from the black household, which again, yeah, everybody know he's not in an actual black household, but that's just the idea he's trying to push to the people. And that is honestly, even though I don't give a fuck about it personally, that's actually not something that I've seen really pushed that often in the last 10 years, really, outside of in the South. Like somebody that's running for like a councilman or a congressman or a senator pushing like, hey, we're religious, we believe in God, and we have a wife and two kids, not some other shit. You know what I mean? Which is very interesting if you think about it. He's almost like saying, look, I may come off as crazy, but we actually normal. So vote for us. I saw the little commercial that he made, which even though he didn't say shit in it, visually it was nice. I ain't gonna lie. Visually it's nice. He didn't say shit in
it. It's a perfect marketing.
He's prepping.
It's amazing.
That nigga's, I don't care what nobody says, I know what's going on. That his nigga wanted to get his feet
amazing.
Wet. That nigga was trying to get his feet wet when it comes to presidential election. If you guys think that he's not going to try to run again in 4 years, y'all bugging. He He definitely is.
His marketing team is a fucking genius, man.
They are. He's. I'm telling you right now. Even after this election, like if Biden wins, especially.
Wait for a second. Who's president?
We gonna get to that in a second. Hold on.
Because the reason why I ask is because this is the longest counting voting in American history.
No, it's not.
Like usually the president,
Al Gore and George Bush, George W. Bush in 2000
They had a recount.
Yeah.
It took two more weeks, right?
It took about 33 days, some shit like that.
33 fucking days.
Yeah.
To do a recount. That they did a count in one day?
We're talking like, I remember being a kid and everybody being hyped about who to vote for. And I remember when I cared about that stuff, I was like, yeah, if I could vote, I would vote for Al Gore or whatever. Don't remember George W. Bush policies, but my father didn't like him or whatever. So they said, you know, Al Gore won. And because you know your time, like how you view time as a kid is different.
Yeah.
So I didn't see it like that. I just woke up one day and the next day he wasn't president no more. To me, it felt like a couple of days, but apparently it was a month.
Damn.
So, yeah, it was like 33 days or some shit. I do remember.
Who called for recount? Bush?
I mean, that's the legacy right there. So you might have. I really don't remember. Like, I'd have to ask like my old man or an OG or something like that. And they could answer the question. I was 8 years old, 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, that. That's crazy. I looked at this whole stuff, man, and hey, don't lose your friends over this shit, man. Well, let's just remember the riots in Philadelphia got overshadowed because one, God fall out of the race. He fall all the way the fuck out. People didn't even notice God wasn't even there.
Hold that thought, because we actually gonna talk about that in a second. Yeah, but basically like with the whole shit with Ye, like he's just getting his feet wet. He's obviously building his whole campaign team the next couple of years. He actually talked about running for president for real in 2024. So when he ran, he was like, I'm going to be a write-in this year. I was shocked. But I could tell that's him being like, I want to see personally how it is, put a little bit of money in it.
He's going to run as a Republican.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I mean, come on. The nigga literally went on. He went on the Cannon class and said, oh, yeah, I'm a billionaire. Nobody knows about it, though. And you could tell. He's working on a rebrand. He's been working really hard on this rebrand shit. Almost like everything he's been prepping has been just so he could be president. I don't know if it has to do with when he met Trump and made him realize something. They might have had an under the table conversation. Like, no, for real. Like, all jokes aside, being like, yo, nigga, you see how easy it is? Like, I came in not expecting shit, and now I'm president now. And I know he was looking at it like, oh, I get pre-promo, because, you know, Kanye only gives a fuck about pre-promo with bullshit. But honestly, the only thing everybody should take away from Trump being president is, nigga, if that motherfucker could be president, anybody with something, some level of a audience, keywords on that, and that's why I said Ye still has a chance in the future, a strong audience in the world. People don't understand actually, like, really how dangerous it is for somebody, like, who is a musician that has a billion-plus platform. Yeah. Around the planet, listeners, and even in their music, like it could be a fucking actor, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. They still have a big chance of actually winning presidency now. If you really think about it, you don't really have to come in with any collective ideas. Just find the audience that works for you, and have them eat your bullshit up, and they're gonna come in and vote for you. I mean, it's not that fucking complicated. It really isn't, and I don't know why people are getting overly upset about it too. Because what? Yeah. So y'all rather keep Trump over Ye then? You can't sit here and tell me that you would rather keep him over Ye if it came to it. But anyways.
Doesn't matter.
The funny shit, because I'm going to let you actually talk about that shit more, because I only got to the riots in Philly a little bit. And, you know, I seen Wallow talking about that shit. And he was mad as fuck. He mentioned, like, the DA. He mentioned, I know you seen the video.
Yeah.
Dude was running in the street. He has behavioral health issues. I'm somebody that actually works as a behavioral health specialist, so I know, like, people that have mental health issues, it's a, you know, it's a real thing. It doesn't really matter your fucking race. It's just, if you guys have seen videos...
Didn't they commit a crime by actually killing him?
I don't necessarily think so. I don't even know if they could consider that even, like, manslaughter or, like, what's the other word I'm thinking of? I don't remember, but... I do know that I, not just on some video shit, I've seen it a million times. Where it's like, yeah, you know, somebody have another, well, fuck, if you gonna say it, like, usually somebody that's white and has mental health deficiency, they tase his ass, mm-hmm, knock his ass out, or shoot him with rubber bullets or something, you know, and it's whatever. In the video clip, yes, he had a weapon, but I'm, like I said, I've seen it a million times. Y'all could, you know, handicap somebody else that's Caucasian. When a black man has mental health issues, oh, we didn't know, even though that was part of the distress call, we don't know what he was going to do, so we got to kill his ass. Like, you know, just say y'all niggas wasn't trained properly to handle that type of shit. Because what the fuck's the point? They could have, it would have been fucked up. Somebody might have get poked up in the family. That's why people don't like calling the police.
That's true.
I got family members that do have behavioral health issues. So, and I could tell you, half the time, they'd be like, we'd be like, nah, because they end badly.
Complete boy.
And he end badly. I have an autistic uncle, actually, where we had a situation like that where he was violently attacking members of the family. We just know that he just has these little spikes. Somebody called the cops on him. Not in the situation. Family? No, not even in the family. It's somebody in the block.
Wow.
So we had to put him in the house, locked him in a room. The police came, guns blazing and everything. And my pops came out. He basically said, yeah, I got to get a short search warrant. Like, we didn't call the police. Whoever's calling the police about a domestic disturbance. This gentleman, it has a mental health deficiency. Mm-hmm. He can show you his ID. You can pull his information up. But you're not going in the house. You're not talking to him. You're not doing none of that. You know, we only want one cop in the house. And so if it comes to, like, him going down to the precinct, you're going to do what you got to do. But they was going to, like, there was, like, five cop cars pulled up within 10, 15 minutes, you know, ready to, like, start shooting and shit. I don't know who the fuck called the cops, but, like, people don't really understand not everything is visually what you think it is. Some people really do have, you know, mental health problems, or there is not, responding with violence is not the problem. And also putting certain types of people in institutions or rehabilitation facilities is not the problem. This is somebody that, what I'm referring to in my family, mind
very
you,
fucked up,
he's
man,
a very functioning person in society. He just has moments of, like any other human being, where he acts out. And because he's unable to communicate in certain ways, unfortunately, it comes into sometimes a physical thing. And that's something that should be between the family, unless you want it to be. If we didn't want the cops involved, don't get the cops involved. It's extremely irresponsible. And I tell people this all the time. Unless somebody, the situation, like, literally looks like, and I'll be very particular when I say this.
Yeah.
Like a 6'5" person getting beat the shit out of by, like, a 5-foot woman. Don't call the cops about the situation. You don't know what the fuck's going on. You really can fuck somebody's family. And I know some people look like, oh, but what if this was me and my family, blah, 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 blah. You just got to be able to read the situation properly. If you don't know what the fuck's going on, mind your fucking business. That's all.
That's definitely true, man.
But the Philly shit, now what exactly?
I don't even know what the fuck is going on with that. The fastest it starts is the fastest it ends, and I know they boarded up a lot of stores in Philly.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like the fat Donald Trump. That's all I'm going to say. The election overshadowed that whole entire...
Shit's popping off over there. And
the election burned that Flint. It out to that flame that can never happen.
Because niggas is too focused on that shit.
And then to see the Gucci store, the Louis Vuitton store, all this shit is boarded up. But Walmart and none of the grocery stores are boarded up.
Oh, yeah, that's the other problem that I have about COVID laws.
Peep that game. Boarded up everything else except for the Walmart. You know, shit. Wasted back, man. It's disgusting.
But, like, when it was popping off... For the time that I did see it, like 2 days, you know, there was black gun activists and owners basically saying, like, listen, we out here, we're watching, we're making sure shit is on the up and up.
Yeah.
Niggas basically explaining it to a T that this boy was known in the community for having behavioral health issues and it could have been handled much differently. And it's not just, like, me talking about it. It's everybody that's black that's seen a lot of these, like, not just the videos, but in their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the experiences of people that are black that have mental issues is not handled properly. It's instantly, no, they're not having a mental issue. It's almost as if, like, niggas is superhuman or some funny shit like that. Yeah. Like, this is Green Mile. Like, there ain't nothing wrong with that nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with that nigga. He'll be all right.
That's a fact.
But we're going to be right back. We're going on a little quick break here.
Gonna be playing. What you gonna be playing?
Are you about to find out?
I know it's going to be something scandalous.
Oh, no. Something like that.
I need a female voice for this one here.
Let me see your gold shine. 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 Yeah, it's Project Pat up in here. Let me see your gold shine. Glad to all hustlers, players, max. Let me see your gold shine. Those who stayed on the grind and came up. Let me see your gold shine. We gon' floss and flex our gold chains and rings and teeth in these haters' faces.
Who is the one heavy off in this gang? Gold chain, pick it rang. Say the hell with some bang. Hustle it to the end. Ain't afraid of the pin. Treat his dogs like his kin. Got his brand on his skin. Drag his fist of the head. I would profess some ribbon. A hoe could come with gimme, but she don't get up in it. I'm out here having plenty. I'm slanging shit like Lenny. From good times to South Park, you could die like Kenny. So try to get some money for those acting funny. You stay up about the cheese, man. Motherfuck the honey. Now don't you be a dummy. Play me like Jim Rummy. I try to keep it business to keep food in my tummy. The Getty Getty Green on the 20s riding clean. Crawl snatching paper chasing just like I'm a fiend. It's your boy Project Back. Never catch me dropping dimes. I'ma let my gold shine. I'ma let my gold shine. All players hustling. Let me see your gold shine. All my players coming up. Let me see your gold shine. Gold rings, gold chains, gold teeth on the grind. Let me see your gold shine. Let me see your gold shine. All players hustling. Let me see your gold shine. All my players coming up. Let me see your gold shine. Gold rings, gold chains, gold teeth on the grind. Let me see your gold shine. Let me see your gold shine.
Be a dream, crunchy green, green. Popped up on the scene, Rolex diamond ring, hypnotized green. When you see me, I'ma shine like a diamond in a fucking
like
street.
A diamond on my shine tree, so you know it's me. Every time you're writing rhymes, Joker, all you know is me. Busters always hating me, knowing they be playing me. Get a name right, next time you're dissing on the non-selling CD.
Cheapin' on some hate every day like a cue ball.
All players hustling, let me see your gold shine. All my players coming up, let me see your gold shine. Gold rings, gold chains, gold teeth on the grind. Let me see your gold shine, let me see your gold shine. All players hustling, let me see your gold shine. All my players coming up, let me see your gold shine. Gold rings, gold chains, gold teeth on the grind. Let me see your gold shine, let me see your gold shine.
I was riding Buick Wood, now I'm pushing me a Lexus. So nobody in the hood, now on chrome things I flex. I was wishing I was you, now you wish you was me. Take a walk in my shoes, all it could never be. See a player stay down till he rise like some dope. If he true to his game, then his game stay afloat. Who can cope with this real ass shit that I spit? If you're real and you know it, then man, toss a bitch to a trip type player, Southside player. Mask on my mug when I blast on a hater. Loot's what I'm clocking, robbers are watching. 9 million Luger, man, that's what I'm cocking. Lames I diminish, I balls to the finish. This ain't Popeye, so I don't need me spinach. I'm just a young man, having things on the grind. I let my gold shine, I'ma let my gold shine. All players hustling, let me see your gold shine. All my players coming up, let me see your gold shine. Gold rings, gold chains, gold teeth on the grind. Let me see your gold shine, let me see your gold shine. All players hustling, let me see your gold shine. All my players coming up, let me see your gold shine. Gold rain.
Let me see your gold shine. 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 Let me
slangin' rocks, non-stop, non-stop. On your blocks, 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 slangin' rocks.
slinging rocks, non-stop, non-stop, on your blocks, slinging rocks, non-stop, non-stop, on your blocks, slinging rocks, non-stop, non-stop, on your blocks, slinging rocks, non-stop, on your blocks, slinging rocks, non-stop, non-stop, on your blocks, slinging rocks, non-stop, non-stop, on your blocks, slinging rocks, non-stop, non-stop, on your blocks. Day and night, night and day, nigga gotta get some pay. Standing out with my rocks and my Glock, cheap and hate any way that I can. My nigga, you understand, got the brain, 20 strong, before I can serve your jaw. Doubled up, man, what's up, got the pot, rock it up, mixing in some B12. Now my shit gon' blow on up, shake the ball, round the jaw, to the ball, get real hard, cut me down some 20s, then I'm standing out in the yard. Junk is coming back and forth. One try to run off with dope. Calling round the corner and I shot the maggot in the throat. Don't be playing with my cheese. All I get is two OCs. One day I'ma be the fucking man. I've been slanging keys. Until then, I'm the nigga running from the undercover. Narcotic boys jumping fences, trying to catch a brother. Having things is hard out here, but I'm staying by my hog. One day I'll be pushing legs. But today is cutlass, dog.
Slinging rocks, non-stop, non-stop, on your blocks. Slinging rocks, non-stop, non-stop, on your blocks. Slinging rocks, non-stop, non-stop, on your blocks. Slinging rocks, non-stop, on your blocks. Slinging rocks, non-stop, 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 non-stop. Codeine in this club, sour cherry in my blood, and that's word to Cali. My nigga gon' pull me up. Coco codeine in this club, sour cherry in my blood, and that's word to Cali. My nigga gon' pull me up. Shouts out my niggas in Cali, smoking on that, no wowie. But niggas tryna doubt me, but it ain't the same without me. Sip that lean, get a little drowsy, but I'm alright, stay from round me. Low key, my nigga, come find me deep in your bitch vagina. Hell nah, my nigga, you lying, I buy it, I don't supply it. That's your bitch, I let her come right and say goodbye to your little wife. And shook on cam while we was Skyping, said her main nigga trifling, got up in her head. Now the bitch say she wanna bite me. Codeine in this cup, sour cherry in my blood, and it's word to Cali. My nigga gon' pull me up. Codeine in this cup, sour cherry in my blood, and it's word to Cali. My nigga gon' pull me up. Sip this shit, sip this shit, my nigga. Sip this shit, sip this shit. Sip this shit, my nigga, sip this shit, sip this shit. Sip this shit, my nigga, sip this shit, sip this shit. Sip this shit, my nigga, sip this shit, sip this shit. Sip this shit, my nigga, sip this shit, sip this shit. Sip this shit, my nigga, sip this shit, sip this shit. Sip this shit, my nigga, sip this shit, sip this shit. Sip this shit, my nigga, sip this shit.
I stimulate my brain with this bitch named Mary Jane. She wanna hit my tree, but I told this bitch she came. I'm pouring up zips, I got narcotics in my train. Your girlfriend been watching me, she see I do my thing. Chris fucking Travis, I don't fuck with you lames. I'm drinking pink soda with a side of piece of Maine. The shit be so delicious, plenty bitches in my kitchen. Composing water whipping, they just cooking food and stripping. Meanwhile, I'm chilling, ate some shrooms, so I'm tripping. Vibing to the bone, bitch with psychedelic spirits. Sipping so much lean, a nigga pissing purple urine. I'm opening up that mouth hole and swallow up my children. She drunker than a bitch and pop some pills so she feel it. She got butt niggas, and nigga, let's
bitch that be my right brain. Psychedelic funk, fuck with this shit, bitch. Psychedelic funk, fuck with this shit, bitch. Psychedelic funk, fuck with this shit, bitch. Make it 11, ho. Hit your ass real quick. Told that hoe to get it, I'm a motherfucking chemist. Pouring up potion, bitches, my damn prescription. Only fuck with women that portray that hippie image. Tumblr ass bitch, she got them stars on her titties. I said let's leave and the bitch came with me. I don't give a fuck, my nigga, take care of your bitches. They all on my dick, but I tell them don't kiss me. I'm feeling on her clit and the rest is fucking history. Niggas check my steeds cause they ain't got no bitches. Say kisses to you women that's tired of listening. I told you fuck niggas, we gon' be rich in a minute. Back 11 for you pussy niggas always tripping. Yeah, Arizona team and from that bitch I miss it. Now listen to this shit as you start to feel trippy. And drink up that vodka fuck trying to be tipsy.
Yeah, we back.
Yeah, we had to have a longer than normal break there.
Yeah.
Well, mostly because it ain't just Kevin. My ass is getting sleep.
Hey, man. Since I start working for myself, I wake up early in the morning.
Nigga be up at like 3 in the morning.
Actually, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Stay up all day doing shit.
There you go.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon past, you're like, damn, just did a 12-hour shift.
Did you revamp on that bag what we talked about?
What bag?
The bag you talked about last Thursday.
If I revamp on it?
Yeah.
Nah, I can't remember what we talked about.
Okay, what's your new your at name on Instagram?
Oh, I got you. Oh, yeah. You're talking about Credit Trapper.
Yeah.
If I revamped it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I delete a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just doing the rebranding. It's just I'm getting this guy to do some flyers, which is gonna be fire. Fire.
Yeah, I like the ski mask. It makes you look like
That ski mask. Like I told niggas straight up, I robbed the credit bureaus for you.
Yeah, fuck the credit. You know, so, seriously.
Tell a motherfucker why be good. Oh, I'm good. Why be good when you could be excellent? You know,
so
set that standard for yourself.
So, actually, at the end of this pod, I'm going to have you advertise that. But actually, one of the things I want to talk about is, so while all this shit is going on, Oregon decriminalizes small amounts of heroin, cocaine, and in 4 states, they legalize marijuana. And I already seen like 5 people like, yo, you better move this work. You better move this work to fucking Oregon. I'm like, I mean, ain't shit in there, but fucking work, you're going to fucking get money from anyway. Because there's literally nothing.
That's a fact. That's definitely a fact, man. But the rebranding is going pretty good, though. Yeah. It's going pretty good.
Okay.
Just trying to get off, what's it called? Scandalous Radio.
Yeah, I've been seeing the playlist, nigga.
Yeah, them playlists is fire. I be like, here, you be like, yo, you got so much energy to talk shit.
Y'all like that random ad you put up. Who is that?
An ad?
No. The new, your pod image.
First thing first, I just want to say, that's from Tumblr.
Okay, I'm thinking that.
And I have
like,
many
I
of
think
those.
You got somebody special. Like,
I was gonna put the face and everything, but I said nah. I like it because you want to know what? Yeah. When people see, they gonna be like, "Damn, this nigga's scandalous." So let me subscribe to this shit, okay?
Also, if you're trying to make money and especially legal marijuana money. Jersey, South Dakota, Arizona, shit, in Montana.
But I always tell people, before you do that, you got to get your credit straight.
There you go.
Because the money you have on you is monopoly money. That's a fact. It's so much shit. Let me tell niggas, okay? Look, get your finances in order, men and women. Get your shit in order right now. ASAP. The COVID is the best shit that ever happened. This is the best shit that ever happened. If you're not taking the time out to evaluate what is more important to you in life, you fucked up.
That's a fact.
you fuck all the way up.
Niggas out here getting divorces and shit.
And what's this literally telling you? That people finances are fucked up. Fucked all the way up. People need to get their credit straight. People need a lot of shit to get done. If you got your shit in forbearance, your, what you call it, your mortgage in forbearance, just let you know, you are in pre-foreclosure. Talk to your bank. They're going to tell you what's up. Pre-foreclosure. And if you live in somewhere you ain't paying your rent, and you say, well, COVID, the CDC saying nobody can't collect rent and shit, motherfucker, they ain't telling you that you need a good probably cause of why you couldn't pay rent. So the shit wouldn't affect your credit score on some real shit. But that's all I got to say on that shit, though. Get your shit straight.
Yeah, normally, normally we go on a little extra rant, but we're going to end this early today because anything newsworthy that I wanted to talk about is kind of, it was just shitted on by the election. Like, everything was just like absorbed by the shit. So I'm like, I don't want to talk about this shit.
Man, this old shit is a comedy show, man. It's a comedy. Okay? Because, look, y'all motherfucker vote for that person, this person, that person. Let me tell you something. They're the same person. They're the same fucking sweater. It's just reverse. You know the reverse sweater?
Nigga said it went to Bill Cosby sweater.
It's a reverse sweater. That's all it is. It doesn't matter if you're wearing it on the right side or the opposite side. It's the same fucking shit. It's the same fucking system. There's nothing that is going to change.
Oh, no, I agree. I've been saying the same thing.
Nothing. The only thing that's been changed in America in the past 30 years is gay people getting more rights than black people. Mm. That's it. Anything big, major change? You got to remember, you got to look at the events.
I really don't want to hit the nail on that, but that's one of the few things when I hear people talk about when it comes to rights, where I'm just like, what other rights are you missing exactly?
Yeah. People be like, my civil rights are for black people and black people only. Or anyone that identify themselves as people of melanated color that is from Afro descent.
And I'm being very clear. I'm not being ignorant. I'm dead ass. Like, what other rights are you actually missing? I don't quite understand.
Yeah, that's all I want to know. And just remember, people, that black people are not stopping you from voting. They're not saying that you can't marry. These are all different other type of people that's telling you to do this
shit. You know what kills me?
So we can't be overphobic, homophobic.
You know what kills me? How the fuck did we get painted as that? When, and it was funny. I remember it was a couple months ago. I'm pretty sure it was a Nigerian president. And he went out publicly saying, like, we do not support anything that is homosexual, like, at all.
She needs to shut the hell up.
I'm literally like, so when the fuck did Africa become the poster child for that? Knowing goddamn well.
The Vatican.
Imperialism. I know that's the funniest part about it. Because the Vatican don't even agree about that shit. That's the weirdest part about it. Even though they don't.
They are agreeing with a lot of shit. That's a creepy.
That's surface level shit. They don't agree with that shit.
That's the creepy side about that shit. They green on a lot. We'll talk
about
shit.
That off the pod. Fuck that. Yeah, it's off the pod combo. Yeah. We're going to end this shit.
Too much heat. Too much sauce. Too much sauce.
Next time we drop, we probably have a lot more to talk about. But
and remember to leave your shoes at the door.
Fucking Caribbean ass.
don't walk into niggas' houses with your shoes because niggas don't know where you went.
Wait, you stopping me, nigga?
No, not you. Not you. Literally, that's what the episode was.
I'm fucking with you, sir.
You know, people, yeah, like, I was watching. I can't remember what I was watching.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. On some real shit, people don't value themselves. Yeah, I left that back door open. I took off all the curtains and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm watching them shits. But I was listening to some game, man. The guy said a lot of people don't respect themselves, man. A lot of people don't want people to have opinions. This is what literally this whole election shit is about.
Yeah.
You not having a fucking opinion. Because if you like somebody, you could just say, look, I like Trump policy and this and that. That's the only thing. Oh, you like Trump? Fuck you. You're a racist. Like, yo, niggas fucked with George Bush. No one's going to talk about that. Obama is George Bush's cousin. Ain't nobody going to talk about that, though, right? We going to all pretend like none of this shit don't exist. That all these other presidents are related to each other in some way, shape, or form. Some real shit, man. Some real shit. Man, it's too deep.
I mean, I was podcast, talking about this, man. Shit, actually. We were talking about this on the last pod, too. It's almost turning into China, in a way. This extreme form of censorship. Like, if I'm not sucking the next motherfucker's dick in terms of their opinion, then I got to be blackballed or place another position.
And you want to know
I remember, I remember a couple of, like, not even like a year or two ago. And listen, I already don't like Kevin Hart's comedian. Like, I'm the nigga that'll tell you. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm his biggest hater. I'm Kevin Hart's biggest hater. I hate that nigga. Like, to me, he's a whack as fuck. He's boring. He has, like, to me, especially with his comedy style right now, it's too PC. It's not funny. He cares too much about what other people fucking think. And it's not just him. It's a lot of other comedians now. It's like the limit is gone. I watched a Chris Rock stand-up the other day. One of his old shits he dropped like a year or two ago. Yeah. The only thing I walked away from that shit was that he got divorced and he hated his ex-wife. And he called her a bitch like 15 times. But other than that, it was like, it wasn't even funny. I was like, damn, Chris, what the fuck happened? And even he talked about interviews. We can't say the same shit no more. Like, they literally can't. And then, like, Dave Chappelle, that's why Dave Chappelle's revered to as a goddamn comedy, because the nigga will be, niggas have said a million times, if you watch a Dave Chappelle stand-up, most of the time, he'd be sitting there for like 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
Fucking D-Ray funny as hell. This nigga said he was at a Dave Chappelle show. He tried to leave. They cursed his ass out. He said, nigga, I've been here for like 5 hours. My ass. How much fucking jokes you got, nigga? He said, nigga, I can tell jokes all day. Damn. So this pack of cigarettes runs out.
Shit.
But, man. But Kevin Hart basically sat back and he apologized for some shit he said in 2010. Why the fuck are we doing that? I'm not apologizing. Listen, unless you're my son or my daughter, I'm not apologizing for no old shit.
Money.
Bro, it was worse than that. He went on every single social media platform, every public entertainment platform. He was doing commercials, nigga.
Money.
He was doing commercials apologizing. For like, it was an 8-week campaign of apologies. It was the weirdest shit I've ever seen. But I'm done ranting for the day. We are going to be back sometime next week. Against the UR Trash Podcast, and yeah, I guess.
Yeah, this is trap catching. No, not even that, bro. I'm like deep in thought. I'm like so deep in thought, man.
We gonna talk.
I've been something. Like this all day. It's weird, bro.
And this is Della for Chips.
This is Credit Trapper.
Follow me on Della for Chips on Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere.
You can follow me on Instagram at Credit Trapper. That's Credit Trapper. Trapper with two P's, bitch.
The UR Trash Podcast is on all platforms, which we don't really fucking talk about as much, including we have a Twitter account that once in a while I bullshit on. So y'all want to chop it up on me, harass me on there, go ahead. I got
and we on Google Music as well, Anchor, Spotify, and Apple iTunes. Especially when you try to find us on Apple, you got to go to the iTunes section for Apple, download the app, and you're going to find us on there.
Rate us. Fuck it.
Okay.
Rate us 5 stars or get the fuck out.
Rate us, write a review, and goddamn subscribe.
Kudos.